Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
A very good morning, you Delhi mob. Welcome back to your Delhi program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from Nakuri, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. That's BBM Bumbibrit Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. You can have your survey calls on that Delhi number, 1-800-422-416. It's very sad, but Indigenous kids are losing sleep. And sleep is a powerful tool in regarding growth and in the physical sense and mental sense. And we are behind the eight ball, as in our First Nation kids, and how they're losing sleep. We're going to catch up a yarn now with Dr. Fatima Yugahud, and she is a senior research fellow at James Cook University, also manages the Centre for Rural and Remote Health, also with University of Queensland. Got Dr. Fatima on the line. A very good morning, Doctor. How are you?
I'm good, thanks, Trevor, and good morning to you too.
Thank you very much for coming to the program. Look, Indigenous kids are losing sleep. Sleep is a powerful tool in regarding our growth in the physical sense and the mental sense. First of all, why are First Nation kids losing sleep? What's the cause of it?
Well, there are multiple factors, you know, social, biological, lifestyle factors. Most of the Indigenous kids live in rural and remote communities where they are lack of appropriate services. Our parents lack the knowledge and awareness why sleep health is important. There are environmental factors, so limited access to electricity, crowding sleeping space, they all contribute to poor sleeping. But I think the most important thing that we need to be worried about is the lack of appropriate services.
Okay.
So parents can't take their kids to especially services when they need. They have to travel to other places as Townsville or Brisbane. So that affects timely diagnosis and management of sleep issues in early life. And it's same for adults as well.
Oh, when you look at Man Isa, I mean, like, hometown, you know what I mean? It's not classed as remote. It's a rural city. And it's sad that here we are in the 21st century that we don't have access to the professional help.
Yeah, it is a sad reality. And through growing advocacy and talking to health services, we are in the process of starting a local sleep clinic here, but that would be focused on adults. So kids still would be disadvantaged if they're living here and they will need to travel to Brisbane, although the GP would be the first point of contact. But for specialist services, they will need to travel to other communities and other places, which is not always possible.
Yes. Exactly. And so when you look at a medical checkup on an individual, and especially kids, the sleep component has got to be at the table, front and center, in regarding, is the kid getting sleep? How are you sleeping? That's the sort of question we need to ask. And then we need to set out a plan of attack to making that happen, where they do get sleep, yes?
Well, that's ideally that should be happening, but unfortunately the discussion or the discourse on health is very much focused on physical activity and diet, and sleep is yet to get that, you know, place on the table that sleep health is a priority for service providers and parents and carers. So we all take sleep health for granted, and we think that
exactly. If
we don't sleep well for one night, other day we'll just wake up with grumpy mood and then we can compensate for that on weekend. But that's not how it works. If you are sleeping poor, it will lead to weight gain, mental health issues, cardiometabolic problems. So it's just not your mood and how you feel when you wake up. It's lifelong health outcomes. And you can prevent all those by prioritizing your sleep health.
Sure. I mean, sleeping is a form of medicine. It relaxes the body. It gives the body energy, and it rewards the body for carrying a person throughout the day. But that rest also helps, as you mentioned, in the mental sense, in the physical sense. And if we're not getting that, it could then move into other parts of our health in a downward spiral. Yep.
Yep, absolutely. You're right. Yes. So we need to focus on our sleep health as much as we focus on eating healthy and maintaining a healthy lifestyle.
And I suppose that we're looking at the 21st century, and we look at all the so-called social media and all the gadgets that come with it. A lot of people, especially adults, kids are doing the same, going to bed with that phone or with that iPad. I think that doesn't help either, does it?
Oh, no, it doesn't. Blue light from screen, the exactly. Television, computer, screen and tablet, it suppresses melatonin, which is the sleep-promoting hormone in the body. And then if you have low melatonin, and then if your brain is stimulated by exposure to that blue light, you won't get to sleep for the hours, for the required hours. Mm-hmm. And next morning when you wake up, you will feel exhausted or tired. And from there, your sleep starts to deteriorate.
And so when you look at the title here of Indigenous Kids Are Losing Sleep, is the title of our conversation here, is that a big difference compared to non-Indigenous counterparts?
Well, yeah, there is a big difference.
So there's a gap there. We need to close that gap, don't we?
Yeah, and through that, closing that gap, we can cover many other gaps in health and educational outcomes.
True.
But the sad reality is that we don't have enough evidence on how bad the situation is. So far, we only have 13 studies, and most of them are coming from a small, sample size. So we need to have bigger studies, quality data. But nonetheless, whatever evidence we have here, suggesting very strongly that Indigenous children are suffering disproportionately from sleep health,
yes,
and these issues, and these issues are affecting their health and educational outcomes.
Well, the beginning's half done. We've begun the conversation here on National Talk Black, which is a national program on Indigenous radio, First Nation radio station. So, look, the governments are listening. So thank you very much for the chat, Dr. Fatima, and all the best to your team, your family. Stay safe, and we'll yarn soon.
Thank you, Trevor. Thank you for having me.
You take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
A deadly yarn there, a sad yarn, but a very important yarn. Dr. Fatima Yugahood is her name. She's a senior research fellow at James Cook University, also University of Queensland, also with Man Eyes, the Centre for Rural and Remote Health. And the topic there, Indigenous kids are losing sleep. And so it needs to be looked at by the government, and they need to tackle it before it becomes, you could say, a pandemic in that sense. Have your say, Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416.
Sebastian here, hanging up on our national talk track, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7. I remember the day.
On your mob, it's me, Bush Taka Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
You're talking about treaty, but it's not divided. We must unite as one. One Burma, but many tribes we fought. We are the yellow, black and red. And we mustn't let people dictate with all different kind of legislations. No way, no, no. Essentially, I envisage united black nations. That's what we must achieve. Before we go sell ourselves cheap for the greed and hunger of the dollar. Burma fighting Burma, we must be smarter and come as one. Let's advance up like Australia. We've got to fight now for our rights. And if we want the rights, we must unite first. Together as one, our voices will be stronger as one. And better the stands for our children. We must be strong now. And don't you dare be ashamed, you're a black Australia. Murray's, the Koori's, the Noongars, the Nungas, and the Palawa people. And the Flapper Tall Strait and Bama from the Northern Territory and the Central Black Lands. I sing it for the Murray's, the Koori's, the Noongars, the Nungas, and the Palawa people. And the Flapper Tall Strait and Bama from the Northern Territory and the Central Black Lands. It's evident my people are still dying. And little brown baby skins are still crying. Sitting up in them seats. Essentially, I envisage a health education employment won't meet. Will diminish for generations. See, autonomy will give us the chance to rise. And if we're working together as one, we'll devise the master plan. A treaty amongst black Australians. We've got to fight now for our rights. And if we want the rights, we must unite first. From the Northern Territory and the Central Black Lands. I sing it for the Maoris, the Koori's, the Noongars, the Nungas, and the Palawa people. And the Papa Torres Strait and Bama from the Northern Territory and the Central Black Lands. Yeah, but you know. That's what we must achieve.
before we could sell ourselves cheap. For the greed and hunger of the dollar, mama fighting mama.
We must be smart and become one.
Let's advance our black Australia. We've got to fight now for our rights. And if we want the rights, we must unite first
together.
Our voices will be stronger as one. And better this dance for our children.
We must be strong now.
And don't you dare be ashamed, you're a black Australia.
The Nungas and the Palawa people, and the Flapantara Strait and Mama from the Northern Territory and the Central Blacklands. I sing it for the Murrays, the Kuris, the Noongar, the Nungas and the Palawa people, and the Flapantara Strait and Mama from the Northern Territory and the Central Blacklands.
You like that in a rock.
A very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim Trendy, Trev Murray from the Curry, live on First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. You know what? BBM, Bummer Brit Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. You can have your Sabre calls on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Yeah, they say, love thy neighbour. That's what they say. That's the old saying. Well, it is Neighbour Day coming up very soon. Sunday, March 28 is Neighbour Day. And you're going to catch up a yarn with the ambassador for Neighbour Day, the only First Nation person as ambassador. And we have the beautiful Natalie Armat. How are you, sister?
I'm good, thanks, Trevor. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, sis, let the mob know who you mob, where you're from.
Oh, look, I'm a proud Mudra woman from Wave Hill in the Northern Territory, and my grandfather's from Mobyag Island up there in the Torres Strait. Not too far from where you are.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
Neighbours.
Absolutely. But, yeah, living here on Cammeraygal, living and working actually on Cammeraygal country in Sydney for the past, coming up 13 years.
Yes, exactly. Look, intro for our conversation here is the past 18 months have thrown many significant challenges our way. Everything from bushfires to mouse plague, I saw that on YouTube, to the flooding of recent days, and of course, coronavirus, and the effects have been devastating. That's where neighbours come into the frame of things, yes?
Absolutely. I mean, obviously, there's been not too many positives out of the past year with all that's happening, particularly with the coronavirus pandemic. But I guess if there is a silver lining, it has been the role of our neighbours and other people, you know, in our community around us, as we've all had to, you know, initially. The message to stay home. Some people had to kind of go into self-isolation or quarantining. So it's really amplified how important it is to have good people around us. And I think with our busy lifestyles nowadays, neighbours perhaps, you know, especially, I don't know what it's like up there in far north Queensland, perhaps, you know, you're a little bit closer to your neighbours, but certainly living in the city, sometimes your lifestyle gets so busy and,
yes.
You know, oftentimes people don't even know
their
neighbours
exactly.
Or what their neighbours' names are. So, you know, I think suddenly when we were all stuck home during the pandemic and in some cases, you know, people might have needed extra help with things like the groceries and the toilet paper shortage and everything, never was it more important to know those around you that that you could call on them for support if you needed it, because you might not be able to rely on friends to travel, you know, longer distances to come see you and help out. So
when the chips are down, Australia has always been strong in regarding supporting thy neighbour, you know. We come together when the chips are down, don't we?
We've seen that through, you know, well, we sort of forget that before the pandemic came the bushfires. We've got the flooding happening, you know, here in sort of the southeast, and I know southeastern parts of Queensland as well, you know, cyclones and how important, you know, and that's really where we see, you know, I guess the best of people come out, you know, checking on those elderly and vulnerable people and help everyone coming together after natural disasters to help clean up and rebuild. And then you have things, again, like we've spoken about with the pandemic, which is a little bit different,
yes.
But still that need to sort of help out those in the community that might be a little bit vulnerable has never been more important. So, and I think it's something certainly in our communities we've always done. We've always looked out for our elders. We've always looked out for vulnerable people and those around us. So this is, Neighbour Day is just a really nice reminder every year of the importance of getting to know those around you. But really, I think the last 12 months have taught us anything. It's every day, really.
Exactly, that's right.
Neighbour Day.
And they could take a page of our book as some First Nation people, because we belong to that caring, sharing, you know, reaching out, and that's what we do. Now, 28th March is the designated day for Neighbour Day, and that's coming up. So we're just highlighting that point to, be aware and look out for your neighbours, and anything that you can do, you know, take the garbage out, you know, go to the shop, ask if they need anything, mow the lawns, whatever, especially elders or, you know, people who are vulnerable.
Right. And that's, they're wonderful things to do, especially, if you're getting out and, getting the lawnmower out anyway, if there is someone that can help. And I think certainly in our community, that's something that we've always done. I know, my dad always talked about when he grew up, it was like whoever needed a feed, that was, it was around there. It's like all of the kids sat down. So it's something we've been doing for a long time. But the other thing is, it doesn't necessarily, if you are someone like me that lives in the city and with a busy lifestyle, it doesn't sort of have to be something necessarily that a big gesture that it's something you need to go out of your way to do. For some people, especially some of the older people in our society, they might not have family close by, they might not be linked into all of
just the social media. Just a yarn would be fantastic, eh?
Exactly.
A cup of tea,
just smiling and saying hello and, a cup of tea, that could really make someone's day, especially if they're someone that's, that is apart from their family and might not be able to travel because of the, the coronavirus restrictions. Until they get the vaccine, they might not feel comfortable moving around. So just a smile and just checking in as you pass people in the corridors, that one little moment, that little exchange could actually, make a real difference to their day. So it doesn't have to be a grand gesture, although if you know your neighbours and want to bake them a cake, and certainly if my neighbours want to bake me a cake,
bring it on.
But just a quick stop, how you going, how about this weather for those of us that live down here where it's currently pouring in Sydney, those little exchanges, we should never underestimate the power of that and how much that might mean to someone.
Exactly. And then Neighbour Day have chosen well in regarding having you on board, Natalie Armat, as an ambassador, NITV presenter, producer, filmmaker. You're a proud First Nation woman and good to have colour at the table, so to speak. Why did you decide to become a Neighbour Day ambassador?
Look, I think it's sort of, as we've been speaking about, I've got to admit, back when I was first approached, which is going back 5 or 6 years ago, I hadn't actually heard of Neighbour Day, but when I learnt about it, I realised, it's sort of something that's inherent within the Aboriginal community anyway. We're always looking to make those connections. Like, the first thing you ask me, who's your mob, where you're from?
Yes.
Like, we actively make those connections and work out, and we look out for each other, that way that, you might be at an event and, we'll all just gravitate towards each other.
Yes.
We know a lot. So I sort of thought, firstly, I think the Indigenous community, we're doing this anyway. We're practicing the values of Neighbour Day every day. So that certainly kind of resonated with me. But I'm not sure if you know the background to Neighbour Day, but it actually developed, an elderly woman in Melbourne had passed away. She had no family, and it was for years before anyone discovered, that
body.
She'd passed.
Okay.
Yeah, just because her neighbours obviously were so busy, and as coming from the Indigenous community, where our elders are so precious,
exactly,
to us, like that, I remember seeing that story on the news and being heartbroken about it. But one of the
We don't sell an elder in two hours. We go and check on her or check on them.
Yeah.
Yeah, check on him.
Exactly. So that sort of, that was such a heartbreaking story. But out of that came this movement to create a day just to remind us all as a, Australian society of the importance of checking in. So that's kind of as you know, coming from the, you know, as I said, a community that I think practices May the Day as a natural thing, and the, you know, the devastating of idea of an elderly lady that no one had checked on made me want to become a part of Neighbour Day. And as I said, the last 12 months have definitely amplified how important it is to get to know those around us with getting through coronavirus.
Yes, so, yeah. Sure. So when you hear that story, it's very sad. And as you said at the opening of the conversation, is we are so busy running our lives that the thought of what's happening next door or is everything okay? I haven't seen that person. Just be aware. That's what Neighbour Day brings to the table, doesn't it? Just have your eyes and ears open and make sure you just touch base, you know, especially if you haven't seen them for a couple of days. Is everything okay? I haven't seen you guys. All good? You know?
Yeah, that's it. So, as I said, it doesn't... Obviously, if you know your neighbours well, then throw a street party or, you know, bake them a cake, but it doesn't have to be a grand gesture. It can be as simple as, you know, are you doing okay? Is there anything I can help you with? Or just letting them know, hey, because, some people, you don't want to go and,
in their face,
And be in their face too, because some people do like their privacy. But
exactly.
It can be as simple as leaving them a note in their letterbox saying, I'm Natalie in number 10. If you ever need anything, here's my mobile number. So.
Exactly. Well, we live in a cul-de-sac and, for the last 10-odd years, we catch up around Christmas time and close off the street virtually and have a big party in the cul-de-sac. But we only do that once a year. We still respect each other's privacy throughout the whole 12 months, but we just touch base, give each other a wave, share tools, whatever, share cakes, but then we get together once a year and that's Christmas time. So that sort of connection, respecting
that's
people.
That's a wonderful connection. But, as I said, it can be as big as a street party or as simple as, leaving them a card in the letterbox to say, hey, I'm right next door if you need anything.
Exactly. Look, a beautiful conversation. 28 March, that's when Neighbour Day hits. But you and I know that Neighbour Day is 365 days a year, isn't it, sister?
Absolutely. that's if there's one message, it's that, every day is a good day to get to know your neighbours.
Good, beautiful. Nice chatting with you, Natalie. All the best to you and your deadly team, your family. Stay safe and we'll yarn soon, sis.
Absolutely, Trevor.
Take care, Dale. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
A deadly yarn there. Natalie R. Matt, too deadly, a NITV presenter, producer, filmmaker and proud First Nation woman. And she's ambassador for Neighbour Day. So the message there is just check on your neighbour, both sides, and just see how things are, maybe upstairs, downstairs, and just see how they go and touch base, and not in their face, but with the time that we're having at the moment with coronavirus and with floods and with fires and the mouse plague. I mentioned that in regard to, if you ever seen it on YouTube, the mouse plague down there at country New South Wales. Ridiculous, very ridiculous. So there it is, things are happening. So just thy neighbour, they say the best exercise for your heart is bending down, lifting somebody up. So take that on board, you mob. Stay connected here with National Talk Black. That daily number here is 1-800-422-416. And call the number yana with the baldy one, Trevor Tim, Trinity Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm your First Nation host for the First Nation host for National Talk Black. That's the program, yes. So give me a call, have you say, 1-800-422-416. This game you play, baby, why?
You plead, forgive me please, won't you hold me tight? No more lonely nights. Lord, whisper your name in my ear.
Yeah, Whisper, Dwayne Eversmith here on your daily program, National Talk Black on Whispering New Mob. Add to the conversation, 1-800-422-416. We're going to catch up now and have a yarn with TG. That's Tony Gibbs on the line. Good morning, my brother. How are you?
Yeah, good morning, Trevor. I'm good, mate.
Good.
Good morning, everybody else out there. A bit of movement at the station here regarding trying to get the Mulgrave River green patch open.
Yes. How are you travelling with that, brother? Thank you for dropping off the flyers, the posters. Stop racism. Yeah, there it is. Go to the river.
Go to the river, yeah. That's the nice flyer, right?
Yes.
Well, it's
You're doing your bit, yeah. Brother.
Doing my best. Well, I kept going and we got the Kian's post out there on Sunday. It was great.
Good.
Yeah. It was,
we're doing a story about exactly that, opening up the gates.
Exactly that. I was there, and I said most of the motorbike traffic was on the bridge. They're doing sort of wheel stand chicken races against each other up and down the old bridge, and people trying to fish on there. And it's just, and the pace is sharp, and they can go down the river.
And did the Cairns Post witness the motorbikes doing their bits?
Well, it was very quiet this Sunday because I think I come on the Monday
Murphy's
before,
law.
And it's. Anyway, the guy come out, and I've been sort of one-man band down the ramp, but there's a whole lot of Murray for
Hmm. You there? Tony?
We're up in the island.
Yeah, lost you there. Yeah, continue. Yep, go ahead.
From all over the place, and they'd come down to the river for the day. And so they consented to being on camera too, so they all got filmed at the gate, at the entrance of... See, I don't know what day the Cairns Post come out with this story, and it might not be to the weekend, but they come out and covered, the photographer come out, and he interviewed them, and they...
You there? Tony, I'm losing you.
He said, they'd come there for the river, and they wanted to show these other people down the river, but you can only get the car up the top, and you can't really go down there. So they all got interviewed, and then I had a picture with them flyers up against the wall there. And then the guy got his drone out, these modern reporters, cameramen, they use drones.
Yep, powerful tool.
Powerful tool, because he flew the drone over to where all the motorbikes and everybody,
good.
Well, they was all gone, you know, and the drone, and then...
They should take that to the authorities, take the footage to the authorities.
Yeah, well, you know, really, the whole lot is on camera anyway, because... In the green patch in the rest area, they got one of those big ice boy cameras on a pole. They've got no excuse saying they didn't know.
Yeah, exactly.
Because the management of the place is down to joint management with Cairns Council and the North Queensland Police.
Well, it's going to be a case of I told you so. When something happens where there's an accident or fatality comes to the table, then there it is. You know, I told you, they need to act before something happens.
You want to see how dangerous it is. They're doing wheel stands towards each other on the bridge.
Yeah, exactly. Daredevils.
Yeah, and so anyway, I said to the guy, how much range have you got? And with the drone, and he said, up to 8 kilometres. And it was anywhere. So he flew it down, all me and all these other ladies, the island people, and his local family here, and we're all looking at it, and it was amazing. And he flew it over the river, and I said, well, that's the whole point. There is already an established car park down there by the pipeline, you know. That's where we all want to go. And here we got... So anyway, they had a really good day, and then they went fishing on the bridge, and then they come back, and they were having a little fire there up the top. And then, it was beautiful, mate. They cooked me a fish.
Deadly.
Yeah, on a fire, and I was sitting
Did the drone catch the fish?
Yeah, mate. It was a lovely, beautiful, different day I met a new mob and I was just sitting by the fire and we was all having a good time and we was all really satisfied.
Seeing how peaceful the patch is, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it wasn't one generation for the Warriors. We was all Warriors on Sunday.
Oh, one generation for Warriors, yes, nice.
We was all there.
Words.
Looking forward to that Cairns post to come out. I mean, my view is if the council opened all the gates and just let everybody have the river use like it used to be, it would sort itself out.
Exactly.
But if the gates are shut, the police don't patrol down there, it's not mowed.
Well, they can still police and look after. If you look at the swimming holes up there at Crystal Cascades, you know, it's well preserved, looked after, and authorities come along to make sure everyone's behaving, and it can be done. Entertainment.
You're right. If they just open it, I think there's been a big wake up there that everybody's aware of the flyers, and it would sort itself out. It's just over completely ridiculously regulated that people can't go to the river. And Easter's coming up. That's the whole point. Easter's coming out. We've been locked out of the place for so long, and it's warming up here, you know. And so, thanks for your time this morning. I'm just saying,
yes,
the local people, there should be a story in the paper through this week or maybe on Saturday. And
we'll keep an eye out for it.
Yeah, I wasn't going to ring up until it came out, but I hear there wasn't many people.
Give us a heads up. Well, thanks for that, TG. You take care, my brother, and all the best, and keep in touch.
Thank you, Trevor.
Tony Gibbs. Good morning. Thank you very much, Tony Gibbs. Local man here. You know about the fight and his project regarding opening the patch, the beautiful swimming hole down there at Mulgrave River here in Cairns, Far North Queensland. Beautiful mountain hill called the Pyramid, Walsh's Pyramid, and at the base of that is a beautiful mountain stream river that has been there for years and always open to the public, but they've gated it off, fenced it off, and now the gates are there, locked, and that's his fight. I've been getting that all open. It's a beautiful area. If you come to Far North Queensland, do check out that area in regard to a swimming entertainment place. Time of relaxation, beautiful place to be. Look, thoughts are going out to all the mob down there in New South Wales. Far from over, 10 million Australians under weather warnings as two major systems collide. The Bureau of Meteorology says the big wet pummeling in New South Wales is far from over, with 10 million Australians currently under weather warning as two major systems do collide. There have been hundreds of rescues and thousands across the state have faced evacuation orders as huge downfalls have caused rivers to overflow in recent days. The bomb said every mainland state and territory except Western Australia is impacted by the weather event. So it's about taking care, looking after yourselves and listen to instructions by the authorities in keeping your family safe. Warnings for heavy rain, damaging winds and heavy surf cover, a size area similar to Alaska. Was said. It may have been going for days, but unfortunately, this situation is far from over, the bomb says, Bureau of Meteorology. You can see the rain still falling in flat areas with more forecasts of coming days. Earlier, the Bureau was warning parts of New South Wales could see another 300 millimetres of rain in the coming days. Between 200 millimetres and 300 millimetres is forecast for the south coast, while the mid-north coast and western and northwest slopes and plains could see another couple of hundred millimeters. So look, very scary. Mother Nature is speaking. Listen to her and abide by the rules. Look after yourself, you mob. Have your say. Yarn Armstrong here on National Talk Black. I've got the news here coming up soon on NIRS, National News Radio Service, but do add to the conversation. Here's Happy People, Last Connection, fishing Low Tech. Do enjoy.
Yeah, we there. Low Tech. UK to OZ, Last Connection. You don't know. This one's dedicated to the happy people.
Place and put a smile on your face. We run the place, so when you hear the bass, just run the place and keep up with the pace. To run the place, just put a smile on your face.
City party, so don't be stopping. Your breath smells like you have been fucking. You talk too much, poo, take a good look at you. Killing the joy, that's when no one's talking to you. Oh, you are sour, it's been an hour. Still no smile, babe, you need a shower. Cause it's so hot in here. Have no fit, no strangers, just friends you ever met.
The place to be, leave your bag to the door, pick
it up when you leave. Why do you think you're hardcore? Backs on the wall and you're never on the dance floor, so why you even come for? I'm feeling good and I got the vibe, and if it's only one night, it's so good to be alive. I'm hyped up, run, I'm up, I'm hurting no one. Styled up, looking like what? She's like, I'm the one, my mom's all around, then we're cooking up a feed. If you're starving for the city, now we got what you need. Strictly happy people, smiles all around. If you only do it once, now's the time to break it down.
Don't try to kill this vibe. You might be left behind. Don't try to kill this vibe. You might just get punched in the eye. Where did all the happy people go?
Right here.
If you're happy, please make yourself known.
Right here.
Why don't all the crappy ones stay home?
They're right there.
If you're happy, please make yourself known.
Right here. Run the place and put a smile on your face. We run the place, so when you hear the bass, just run the place and keep up with the pace. To run the place, just put a smile on your face.
You feel things, yes I can feel things. We're gonna blow the roof and the ceiling right off of this place. But what a disgrace if you don't got a freaking smile up on your face. So give me a second to teach you a lesson. There's no room in here for your aggression. Shake your keys in the air if you just don't care, and tell the negativity to get out of here.
All the bad mind people, your name's not down. All the troublemaker massive, your name's not down. And if your name's not down, then you ain't coming in. Leave your attitude at home and just bring a grin, come. Too many squeak facing, I've had enough. People standing in the corner trying to act tough. Tell me, is it worth the price of admission? What's the point? Is there something I'm missing? Buzzkill mission, man, that shit's retarded. Stop the bad vibe, the party started. Get a drink from the bar or blaze up some chronic. Get your back up off the wall and get down on it.
Don't try to kill this vibe. You might be left behind. Don't try to kill this vibe. You might just get punched in the eye.
Yeah, that's Happy People, Last Connection, featuring Low Tech here on your daily program, National Talk Black. 1-800-422-416, number you need to call, but you might have to do that tomorrow because we're about to sign off here very soon. But 24-7, you can text the brother, 045-714-0550, and our Facebook page as well, BBM987FM. Catch up with the news for NRL, the Rugby League, and the scores over the weekend. We had the Eels defeated the Storm, 16 points to 12. The Warriors went down to the Knights, 20 points to 16. The Broncos, another loss to the Titans. Little brother there, 28 points to 16. The Bulldogs got defeated by the Panthers, 28-0. And also the Rabbitohs got up against the Seagulls, Manly Seagulls, 26 points to 12. The Cowboys went down again, 25 points to 18, thanks to St. George. And the Roosters annihilated the West Tigers, 40 points to 6. And the Raiders got up over the Sharks by 2 points, 12 points to 10. And so got the up-and-coming games this weekend. On Thursday night, you got Storm up against the Panthers. That's a repeat of Grand Final last year, where Storms won that. So Panthers will be looking for revenge. On the Friday night football, we have the Dragons up against the Seagulls, Rabbitohs up against Roosters, and on Saturday football, we've got Warriors up against the Raiders, Broncos up against the Bulldogs, Eels up against the Sharks, and then on the Sunday football, Knights versus West Tigers, Cowboys versus Titans. So there it is, your mob. We'll catch up very soon. Murray going to sign off here. Thank you very much for your company. Look, stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. More importantly, stay safe. We are still in the pandemic. Abide by the rules, need what you need to do. Think of your mob down there at New South Wales, country New South Wales, with all the rain. Keep safe and abide by the rules down that way as well. Look after your family, mob. Too deadly.
The blood was the heartbeat of
Aboriginal life. If you just come to Sydney, or you are in a bit of a strife, that community was always there for black fellas. Gough-Whitlam said it was their land. 1973, AHC and ABSIC control the money. They want to turn a block into the land of milk and honey. Vandalize a place and see the place as valued real estate. Olympic and CBDs are close, and the greedy ones cannot wait. Now they say there is time for redevelopment, but the residents have no say on how the money should be spent. Demolition, constructing a petering plant, but the residents want the plumbers to listen to their demands. Redfern residents want decent house rights there, no dispossession and the spell.